Our fourth mural is happening. It started on Tuesday. Scaffolding went up at the beginning of the week. We've currently got Joe Hicks. We've got Jack, who's from Slapdash Studios. They're basically cracking on and doing this new mural in the town centre. And it's kind of from town to beach is the theme. Really exciting. It's going to be kind of unveiled and finished around Saturday. The scaffolding will hopefully come down the beginning of next week. But it's our fourth mural to the Newquay Street Art Tour, really. So people will be, you know, going around scanning QR codes, which will take them to Love Newquay's website, which will then tell them all about the artists, the ideas behind the mural. And it's just a really great addition to what is already becoming a real talking point for Newquay.
How successful do you think these murals have been? And what have they done to enhance the town?
Well, do you know, if you go to the bigger cities around the country, you'll find that a lot of them have got these murals now, and it really kind of brightens up space. You know, empty walls, areas that maybe need a little bit of love and attention, and it drives footfall. The Gover Lane mural is going to be really bright, and it's going to be fun, and it's going to be just a real talking point. And I think anything that enhances and brightens up town centres and creates, you know, a real spectacle, it is great news. It's often looked at that town centres, especially in the winter time, you know, can look, you know, really empty and windswept, and, you know, people don't always have a reason to come down. The shopping, the activities, the beaches will all be, you know, hopefully increased with footfall, because people will start over the coming months and years, you know, looking at Newquay as, you know, a place to go, not just for the summer, but all year round. And the ambition is this will continue to grow. You know, this will be a trail through the whole town centre. And there are other areas that are being considered that, and we'll have funding from private investment that will be happening very soon.